Hey, what's up, y'all? I am so excited to share with you guys about this application called Anchor. I've been on Anchor for about a year. I just hit 1,000 listens, so I'm very excited about that. I don't even know 1,000 people. But all I had to do was go on my App Store or your Google Store, download the application, hit the plus symbol, and you can start recording right from there. You can also go on and edit, and you can make money from this podcast as well. Don't worry. You ain't got to go through all of that crazy stuff like posting it in all these million places. Anchor will do that for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. All right? And you can earn money, as I said, with no minimum listenership. All right? So all you got to do is download the free application or go to Anchor FM to get started. It's just that easy. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm actually getting started on here because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Facebook and I'm going to record it live. So this is going to be a full playthrough episode here. We may chop it up into pieces. It all depends on how it goes. But I do have Carlos and the dogs here, which we may end up having to put in a cage if they don't shut the hell up. But yeah, let's go ahead and go live. So one moment here. I've already tried this out and I think it went work well. So that's awesome. Alrighty. Let's see here. Can you be friends with your...
Let me see that R.
I can't type, guys. We're gonna have to put them up, dog. I was about to call you dog. We're gonna have to put them up because this is already gonna see. This is gonna be an issue. Hello guys, it's happy Sunday, April 25th. Shout out to Nashada, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Nashada. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nashada. Happy birthday to you. So, read them in a week, guys. We are doing a live episode. I'm recording this on Anchor currently. And I had an experience this week that to be honest, at the beginning of the season, I wanted to have this discussion before, but then everything happened with the freaking...
coronavirus.
Not the coronavirus, but, you know, the beginning of this year. Everything started to happen with the the insurrection in January, and then my mom died, and then all this other stuff that's been happening with, you know, black people getting killed and all that other stuff, that it just didn't feel right to start on that light note, and I had to go back to come forward. I'm still in that mindset, you know, considering we had 6 police-involved shootings this week alone after the verdict of Derek Chauvin, and it's still unfortunate. We still have to... We got to abolish the system, seriously. There's no reason for this system to be in place because, I mean, we're seeing that they're still messing up by the numbers.
But so before we get in that topic, I kind of want to just kind of check in with Carlos a little bit in terms of, you know, the verdict with Derek Chauvin. If you are okay with speaking about it, that is. Just your experience being married to a black man and something like that.
I can say it's hard, you know, seeing him going through that every day, being upset, being depressed or anxious about the situation that any given moment something may happen to one of your family members or even himself. And it's, even though justice was served with this guy, still going through the same thing over and over again. And it seems like it's not an end. And justice needs to do better. Mm-hmm. That matters. Yeah. It is tough. It is hard.
And for those of you who are interested in coming on, you absolutely can. I'm okay with sharing the stage with any of you guys. Just mind you, this is going to be recorded through Anchor, so it will be on this week's podcast. So I'll be ready for that, and I would appreciate your approval if you do come on and decide you want to do it. But yeah, I had an interesting experience that happened this week, and you know, like I said earlier, I kind of wanted to touch this topic, but I didn't because of the stuff that went on this. And I appreciate you saying that.
Love
what you said about the, you know, the stuff that you were talking about, the Black Lives Matter stuff. But it's something, you know, I do feel like this is my life's work. I think that my mother, you know, one of the things I know she did was she instilled in this mouthpiece. So it's not enough for me to just sit around and let things happen. I you know, sometimes people don't always have the words to say, and I'm blessed to be able to, you know, speak my mind and speak my heart with no issues. You know, sometimes that can be a gift, sometimes it can be a curse. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am striving to be the best person I possibly can be. So, and I say that all the time, and it's the reality. It's for rural. So we definitely have to figure out what we got to do to make sure that, you know, these guys, these cops, you know, stop doing what they're doing. Because it almost, I was saying this to somebody earlier, it almost seemed retaliatory. It's like when the verdict happened, how did six other incidents happen? You would think that the opposite would be that they would be overly cautious.
And yeah,
that's not the case. You know, they still out there killing people unnecessarily. And we know the difference between when it's a black person and when it's someone that's not black. And we know they can do it. It's just they choose not to when it comes to bodies of color, because our skin tone is our weapon. We don't even have to say anything. They see this. They see this melanin, this brown. And that's what scares them. You know, making them think that they won't come out alive. It ain't even survive. I don't even want to get into that specifically, because I did do an episode of Stop Killing Us last week episode. So if you guys are interested in hearing those thoughts, please go back and listen. I really appreciate it, for sure. I also want to give a shout out to my first supporter. I want to thank you, Mr. Golden, George Golden, became a supporter today. I really appreciate you supporting. I enjoy doing the podcast. It is fun for me to do. I enjoy it. It is the easiest thing to do with using Anchor, by the way. And, you know, it's just, it feels good when you have people who believe in your work and believe in what you do. So if you guys, you know, want to support, I did put the link up.
I think he wants some food.
Oh. Curry!
Bad
You know what's so funny is his ass. I hope you didn't continue in the cage. Kari, did that shit hit you that fast? Did you see him? What? Did you see how he ran over there to that corner? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm. And then Tuesday was shitty face smelly today. She likes to roll around in the dirt out there and, you know, it's filled with damn manure and all this other stuff. And she likes that smell on her for some reason. get back in there, Curry. No. But we're gonna get to the topic at hand. What you guys really want to talk about? Is there anything in the bathroom or not bathroom, but in the other room? Did he poop in there? So the question is can you be friends with your ex? I would have to say in my experience, yes. In my experience that I've had, you know, I mean, friends, you know, the word friends for a couple of them is a little, I'm cool with them at the very least, but I like to think you can, in my experience, yes. So this week I did have, an ex that actually came down. It was probably my most recent ex before Carlos and I got together. So we were, you know, friends first. You know, when we started to date, to kind of give you a little history among me and that person. And they know who they are, and I'm not gonna put their name out there. It's nothing, you know, none of this is gonna be salacious at all. So we ain't gonna be talking about what they did, what they didn't do, what I didn't like, and nothing like that. Cause this is all positive. It's all on a positive note. But I was in a relationship for a number of years before I met Carlos. That was actually the last relationship that I had where, you know, before I met Carlos. And you know, I was on the outskirts of a relationship when I met them. And, you know, it was a very interesting experience. The one thing that I actually enjoyed about our relationship was they really believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And it's amazing to have somebody that, you know, that believes in you no matter what. You know, they don't see any wrong or any, you know, issues or anything like that. You know, they don't have a problem but checking me and saying, hey, you need to do better. But at the same time, too, you know, it was never a lack of, hey, you know, happiness or concern or whatever. So, because that was the kind of the relationship / friendship that we had built, it was tough for me to let that go. And, you know, being friends with your ex is taboo. You know what I'm saying? I realize that a lot of people feel that no, once you close that door, you should lock, you know, throw away the key. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that because at the basic core, and I get this from my stepmama, you never know who you're gonna need. So, why would I just throw somebody away because we didn't see eye to eye in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to end negatively, and in this situation it didn't. You know, it was probably my most adult relationship that I had, other than the one that I'm in now, the most adult relationship that I had ever had. This person is very kind, very genuine, sweet, and I really wanted Carlos to be in relationship with them because of my relationship with this person. And, you know, they had interacted before, you know, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I think when we first moved here, they got an opportunity to meet, and it was it was still some raw feelings that were there, that it didn't go well, unfortunately. And it was very tough because Carlos is a sweet, gentle giant, but a giant nonetheless. So if any of you guys have been in a relationship with a Spanish man from Venezuela who is hot and spicy, caliente, and everything else, you understand and know.
I don't think so.
The fear that one may have. And Carlos, don't let, I mean, we all can be jealous, especially when you care about somebody.
Yeah, don't.
As much as we care about each other. But, I mean, Carlos had, you know, some right to have concern about our, you know, friendship in the beginning. And he rightfully so. But the first time that they met, it didn't go over well. It was just a bad experience. And I think I kind of rushed it. And that was just because... And I used to have this thing when I was younger. I used to always want my friends to meet my... Like, my new friends to meet my old friends. You know what I'm saying? And my assumption was that we were going to all be friends. But sometimes personalities and stuff like that don't always clash. They don't always gel. So, you know, I gave that up a long time ago when I realized, I forget the situation, but I had a situation with a friend that they just did not like. They just didn't like the other friend that I brought around. And it just didn't happen. So, but that particular situation, you want to kind of explain? Or do you not want to explain? He said no, so I'm not going to pressure him about it. And I'm not going to go into it. I want to respect his wishes. So, but yeah, it didn't go well. It was not even a long meeting. And for a number of years, I kept our friendship in secret because of my concern for Carlos and how he would take it. And then one day I just came to him and was like, hey, we talk. We talk often. And... I am not in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship with him. And I just want to, enjoy our friendship in the open. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to change the name on the caller ID and have to end the call before I come to the house. Because that's literally what I would do. Sometimes I would sit outside for maybe 15, 20 minutes, you know, while I'm having a conversation with this person because I wanted to end it before... You know, I got in the house because I just didn't want any questions or anything that Carlos might have thrown out there. And can you explain to people a little bit about your jealousy?
I mean, when you marry, you have to, you know, watch and, you know, be aware of stuff that's going on.
Is that right?
It wasn't necessarily jealousy.
Okay. But was it?
Concern.
Okay. Why were you concerned?
Going away.
Oh, me going away?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, and I've talked about this before. You know, Carlos and I have dealt with infidelity too on my part. You know, I've, you know, stepped out in the marriage, and I have no problems with talking about that because it's something I have to own up to. So he had every right to be concerned. You know what I'm saying? So I don't fault him for, you know, being concerned and being worried, but I had to let him know that I'm not going anywhere by continuing to show him, you know, waking up every day next to him. And I also had a conversation with my ex too and told him that I'm not going anywhere. You know, I love this man and I choose him. So, and they were understanding, you know, they were very like, okay. And so fast forward to this last week, he and I conversed about him coming to the city. And, you know, Carlos agreed, you know, like, hey, yeah, when will you, you should come. And initially it was supposed to be at the top of the year, but that didn't happen. And it didn't happen for whatever reason. And then, you know, my mom passed away and all that other stuff, February, March. And then recently he became free to be able to travel down here. So he came on Monday and left on Friday.
On Friday.
Left on Friday. And we had a really good week. I like to think we did, you know.
Yeah, we did.
You know, the funny thing about it is I had no days off the whole week. I had to work the whole week because I, you know, this was my weekend off. And Carlos had a really bad reaction in his eyes. It was actually super bad. It had a very fast onset that we had to go to
conjunctivitis.
Pink eye. that we had to kind of get taken care of. So Carlos was initially off on Tuesday, and he ended up being off for the rest of the week. So, because of the conjunctivitis for his eye. And they got an opportunity to spend some time with each other, converse with each other. I want to say, and you know, he'll probably never admit, not Carlos, but I think he was very, very nervous to be alone with Carlos. Not because of things that were said or done or anything like that. It was just really kind of, I don't know what he expected initially. I think he probably thought that Carlos was going to be like, you know, ready to scrap and throw down and punch him in the face or whatever. But, you know, that's not Carlos's personality anyway.
Not at all.
But we, you know, we basically, you know, took around the sights and sounds of Orlando. It wasn't anything too crazy. Got to hang out with the dogs.
Went to Tasty Takeover.
Tasty Takeover, which is pretty cool in the Milk District if you live here in Orlando. We try to do that every week.
Then we went to Agave Azul on Thursday night.
Agave Azul, which, Carlos and I, every week, we like to try to go out and eat out every week if we can. Our date night is typically on Fridays. So we ate out a lot last week. We had Tuesday, Wednesday we ate in the house, Thursday, and Monday too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't normally eat out. We have a home chef that we typically do. But, so yeah, I mean, I think it's possible. You know, and are you friends with Trax?
Not all of them, but
who are you friends with?
Not say a friendship, it's just stuck in there, but we're not hanging out, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. So before this experience, you may have felt before this happened, did you think that it was possible to be friends with your ex?
Thing is, when you're in this lifestyle, you have to keep yourself an open mind set. Because, you know, what we do, or what we have, is considered for other people non-traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say being an open-minded person, you have to open your mind to the possibilities of being friends. I mean, it's no harm.
Mm-hmm.
If I see something going beyond the normal, I may say something, but if it's just friend and talk, I don't see why not.
Did you have any concerns specifically with that person?
No.
No? Or was it just a general thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't want to talk about what happened the first time y'all met.
I don't think it's necessary. Talking about being friends with your ex, that's it.
That's what it was. That's what we're talking about. I'm talking about the first time y'all met.
I don't remember what happened.
I know Carlos cried. He's mad. I had to run up after upstairs after him. I mean, rightfully so. You know? Rico was acting crazy. And that hurt him. a little bit. You don't remember? He's trying to act like he don't remember. He remember.
I don't.
But I like to think you can. Now, I think the people who cannot be friends with their exes, it must be something that happened in the relationship that caused you to not be able to. Like, you know, maybe it was infidelity, or maybe there was, you know, some issues that happened at the very end that kind of made you not really like this person for whatever reason. Maybe they left you for your best friend. You know, and those are all valid reasons not to be able to. But I feel like once you get to an opportunity where you can look away and be like, I've dealt with those feelings and that issue and those anger, and I'm past that, it's easier to see that person for who they are, which is a person. I mean, there must have been something that you liked about them that, you know, caused you to even be in a relationship with them, let alone, you know, spend time or whatever else you decide. So I think it's actually kind of weird to not be friends with the people that you've dated in the past. I'm not saying to be, you know, in relationship with them in terms of like hanging out every Friday and going, you know, to the club every night and doing questionable things, you know, but at the same time too, I mean, who am I to judge? I'm not at all, you know, if that is what works for you, or that's the type of relationship that you have with your ex, I say why not? You know? So, guys, it appears that the second half of the episode actually did not record expected, unfortunately. But the discussion added Angela, which is a good friend of mine who was on the podcast that I had the last time on Facebook. So if you want to watch that, you can go to facebook.com/Reggie80, and is the very first live that appears on the page. Carlos was also a part of the conversation too. So, yeah, it has been absolutely great and fun. And I just wanted to talk to you guys and let you guys know that you can support the podcast. All you have to do is just click on the link in which you get your podcast, you know, whether from Apple, there actually is show notes there, and you can click on the link and it will take you to my Anchor page. And you'll see a section that says support, and that will be the area that you can put support. I enjoy doing this. That just goes towards helping me create, you know, content, and also show me that you support what I'm doing. And I really appreciate that. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Sorry for the second half, but the rest of it is on Facebook. So go watch it there if you want to listen. It is also on Reggie's_expressions on Facebook. All right. Have a good rest of your night. Guys, if you are in the local Orlando area, this is for you. I have to tell you guys this story. It is probably the best story ever. A few years ago, Carlos and I were frequenting the local Orlando farmers market that they have. And the cool thing about it, they have a lot of sights and sounds and a lot of things out there that's great, enjoyable, good food, and just a good atmosphere. Well, obviously, you know, with the coronavirus, that has been limited. But the farmers market is open again. And it has one of our favorite people there. It's called Worthy Cakes. You can find them on social media. And you can also find them on their website, www.worthycakes.com. Now, this is the best way to eat cake, all right? They are in a mason jar, packed with so much goodness and flavor. For any flavor of cake you can think of, she has red velvet. She also has fudge brownie and birthday cake. And she also cooks them in gluten-free.
as she says, cooking and baking cakes is not work. It is fun for her. She enjoys it. You can go to the website, www.worthycakes.com. You can order. And you can go to her physical location, which is in the Winter Garden area. And she will also be able to service you there. Okay. Her hours of business is from 10:30 to 6:30, Tuesday through Saturday. She's closed Sunday and Monday because she's normally at the farmer's market. And she also does the farmer's market in local Winter Garden too, as well. So go down and check her out. And if you do go check her out, please let her know that Reggie sent you. Because Carlos and I absolutely love those cakes. I'm on my way down there now. I don't even care about the farmer's market. Just kidding, I do. And I'm so excited to have her cakes because it has been so long. And I'm excited that she has a storefront too. So go check her out. Tell her that Reggie sent you. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. All right? We're going to get back into the topic, y'all. Thanks for listening again. Oh, wait. Yes, I'm back again. Yes, I talked about Worthy Cakes, but realized that I did not give you guys the address. So this is what this is going to be. Again, her hours are Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 to 6:30. Saturday from 10:30 to 5. Closed Sunday and Monday. She also does the local Winter Garden farmer's market on Saturday. She also does the local Orlando farmer's market on Sunday. Okay. She is out there now. And the address is 13391 West Colonial Drive, Winter Garden. And that's 13391 West Colonial Drive in Winter Garden. Okay. So if you guys want to go by there, tell her that Reggie sent you. And, you know, see what happens. Enjoy it. Your taste buds will thank you. Trust me. All right, guys. I'm out for real. Enjoy your week. Peace.